Do you want to add more years to your life or add more life to the years you have? Today's topic is going to be about abundance. I feel like this is the often forgotten aspect when it comes to life, where we are so much into the hustle and bustle environment, focused on so many different things that we forget that life is supposed to be fulfilling. You are supposed to have an abundant life. So if you're a pharmacy student listening, if you're a pharmacist listening, I want you to ask yourself, what is something you want to be abundant in? What is it? So one of the things that I started doing that has helped me feel more fulfilled year after year is giving myself one goal each year. Not doing too much. I believe we do a lot of different things, and it causes us to be stressed, overwhelmed, and frustrated when we're not able to accomplish a lot of different things. So instead, break it down and say, you know what? This year, I want to focus on this one thing. And this one thing, I want you to give it one name, one title. For example, in 2023, my goal was to be consistent. No matter what it was, I wanted to be as consistent as possible. There was 52 weeks in a year. I believe I released 46 episodes. I try to stay as consistent as possible. I wanted to start investing, so I invested every single week, dollar cost averaging, to be consistent. I made sure I went to the gym every single week to be consistent. Even if I was sick, I would just sit in the sauna, and that would make me feel 1,000 times better. Like, I just had to go, and I would try to be as consistent as possible, even if it was only for 10, 20 minutes sometimes. Sometimes I'd just go in there and walk on the treadmill, but I had to go to be consistent. And so for this year, what my goal was is to be abundant. Live a life of abundance, which means I want to add more life within the year 2024 instead of trying to add more years to my life. I don't want to have to wait until I'm 50 or 60 to go on vacation and go to Europe. I'm not going to wait until I'm 40 or 50 to spend quality time with my family. As I'm actively recording this episode, I requested PTO to spend time with my family because there's a big family event and this is my weekend to work. But I told myself, no, this year is going to be about abundance. I'm going to spend a very large quantity of time with family. I'm going to spend a very large quantity of my time in the podcast. I'm going to be more abundant with my money. I'm going to invest more. I'm going to travel more. I've already scheduled 3 trips within the next couple of months because I want to add more life to the year that I have. I'm tired of having that mindset and tired of hearing people think, oh, I'll do this later. I'll do this in a couple of years, pushing everything off. And I understand you do need to have delayed gratification when it comes to certain things. I understand this podcast probably won't reach its peak for another 2 to 3 years. That's delayed gratification, but I'm still putting in the daily work to get there. But at the same time, why do I have to limit my life? Why do I have to say, you know what, I'm not going to travel? No, you can. You can travel. That's one of my goals. I want to see the world. I want to experience so many different things. Well, go travel the world and record an episode wherever you are. It's portable. Don't make excuses. So if you're listening to this and you're a pharmacy student and you, let's say you want to travel, then travel. You don't have to go somewhere expensive. If you're at the University of Florida College of Pharmacy in Orlando, take a day trip to St. Augustine. That's traveling. It doesn't have to be grand and you're going to Europe or you're going to South America or you're going to Toronto and Canada, et cetera, et cetera. Travel within your own state. Take a trip to Panama City. If you're in Florida. If you're in California and you've never been to San Diego, maybe you take a day trip there if it's driving distance. Whatever it is, let's have a life where we say to ourselves, I'm going to try to pack in as much life within this year, instead of saying, I'm going to try to push or add more years to my life to get everything done. Start today. Start now. Start living a life of abundance, and I promise you, you will be a lot happier with everything that is going. And it's tough. It's tough to shift your mindset that way. It's tough to challenge yourself to be more abundant. But I promise you, if you do this, you will feel more fulfilled because you are doing the things you've always wanted to do. And at that point, you can do nothing besides congratulate yourself and speak positive to yourself because you're doing the things that you've always wanted to do. So congratulations on being abundant. That's it for Quick Tip Fridays. Thank you guys so much for listening. If you need any help with anything that we offer through the services, please do not hesitate to sign up. You know where to find me. @new_capsulerxpodcast on all platforms. Thank you guys and have an incredible weekend. And remember, make sure it's filled with abundance.